Well, we had some good meetings down there, and I think did all right.
Yes, I'm just very pleased. I to talk with Lee White. He mentioned to me about your what you're thinking about doing today, and the two people were of the judgeship concerned.
Yeah.
And I think this is excellent. I think both of them are good men.
I want to do it if your people want me to do it. I don't want to do it just because they serve them up and got no one else, because I've got 40 men that would like to have a judge. But if these are the best ones in the community and we can give them some recognition and our people will understand it and you all can do something about letting them know that I'm not a hater and a bigot, you know that, but most of the A lot of them don't. They keep saying I have all this trouble in the Negro community, and I've never heard a Negro say that.
Well, I haven't either. I don't,
I've got a new secretary here. Do you know this little Whittington girl?
I heard about that. That's written.
Well, she's in my office, and she's my personal secretary, and I took her to church with me yesterday in Stonewall, Texas, and she stayed in my home down there for 2 weeks, and the most competent person in the world, but... We're just doing fine. I've got to get two good civil rights commissioners. I want to appoint these judges, but I keep reading in the columnists where they don't quote you, and they don't quote Roy Wilkins, and they don't quote Farmer, and they don't quote Martin Luther King, and they don't quote Phil Randolph, because every damn one of them knows that I'm stronger for them than nearly anybody around this place and have been all these years.
Well, you know, last night in this TV film, I don't know whether you saw it, the duties of president, the job facing you and all this.
Oh, I didn't.
Well, they quoted again from us and showed pictures of our meeting with you.
Well, that's good.
And this was awfully good visibility.
Well, but Jet Magazine...
Jet did. Well, now, Jet this past week talked about Miss Whittington, and I think their whole tone has changed after I talked with you.
Oh, that's good, then. That's good. I hadn't seen it. I just see it when it's bad.
Well, they have a beautiful story on Miss Whittington. And
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Now, but you see, some of these people, they figure their role, just like they were with JFK, they figure their role is to stick pins in. But I wouldn't get too concerned about this.
I do want to get concerned, because I want them to know that I'm their friend.
Well, you make moves like you think to do today. You don't have any question on this.
Well, but I'm afraid they just think, well, that's because that somebody recommended this with Kennedy.
No, this won't happen.
All right. Now, if you want it, it'll be done.
I want it, sir.
Now, the president wanted it, and he would have done it. And I feel like I've got an obligation to it. But I don't want to do it unless the whole Negro community knows that I'm doing it and the Democrats are doing it, and with this damn Jet and the rest of them quit cutting us up saying we hate the niggers.
Yeah. Well, no. You won't have that to worry about. This is what we want.
All right. It'll be done.
All right.
Thank you, Whitney.
Thank you.
And you be my ambassador now and talk to them about it.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do it.
Bye.